Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast, and in this second news roundup episode, we're going through two very simple projects that have been released that I find quite handy. So the first one is Logstar by Sam Saffron. This was developed alongside Discourse, and I think it's actually part of Discourse these days. But essentially what it does, it's a web-based log viewer and a logging framework for any kind of Rack application, so whether it be Sinatra, Rails, or just generic Ruby that's using Rack. And it actually gives you a live log, so you can protect this behind. So it gives you essentially a URL, which you can access, and it will give you a live searchable log, which is really important. You can actually search your log. But you can basically have that behind some kind of wall, so whether it's for admins only or staff only or something like that. And it's very simple. It's a very, very simple gem. It just uses Redis itself, so all you need to do is include the Redis gem and then Logstar itself as a gem, and you can then get access to this live log. So it's actually real time, so it's essentially like you're doing a tail of the log, but you do have the ability to search that log, which is quite handy. It's a very, very simple project. Like, there's not a whole lot to it. It's really, really nice. So if you go to github.com/discourse/logster, and that's Logster, and you can check that one out. Now, the next one is Foundry. Now, it's by Thoughtbot, essentially. What they have here is they're saying providing a new generation of vector assets and infinite possibility for the interactive web and mobile applications from the designers at Thoughtbot. You can subscribe for updates, which is quite nice. I haven't seen too many do this, but essentially what you do is you enter your email address and get updates into anything that's released on this project. So it's got quite a nice array of vectors here that you can download. This is all free as well. And they've got everything from, as I can see at the moment, they have your mobile and Apple devices on there, just general things. They've even got a Game Boy on there. Some really, really nice icons. And the good thing about these two, which I've noted, is that they're color. So it's that they are vectors, but they're not just simple single color vectors. There are some single colors, but a lot of them are actually multicolored, and they look quite nice. You can see them certainly have a lot of different uses. It does have a distinct style, though, so a very flat, colorful style. So you may be restricted on some of your projects, but you could probably turn some of these into flat colors if you wanted to, or embellish them on any sort. I don't see that there's actually any license that's restricting how you use them, but it's a great one. So you can check that one out at thoughtbot.github.io/foundry. Now, if you have anything you want to see on the news roundup or anything you want to contribute to the news roundup, please send any tweets to @CodaCatchUp or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you in the next episode.